questions, comments? So then, also yesterday afternoon, there was the water involvement, the governance, and institutional issues. That indeed was the topic that was really put to that, because there was a lot of presentations about institutional issues. So there was the panel chaired by Susanna Nett yesterday afternoon, and also my panel this morning in this room. So, and maybe I would propose that we can take the task, we can take the task to summarize, so we can merge these two, and then we would do the other ones. So, what are the governance and institutional issues?
Okay. So, merging a little bit, I would say that we had yesterday four presentations. Laura Vasa was talking from an NGO and was stressing the informal sector importance and how they should be part of the solution and not part of the problem, to summarize very quickly the main idea from this presentation. I would stress also here the issue of uncertainty that I will address later. So I will talk about all the presentations and in the end maybe talk about six or seven key ideas. We had also Alfred Pereira from National Laboratory for Civil Engineers talking about, Jorge Paz was talking about the case in Maputo, Mozambique. So he was also addressing in part some of the issues that Alan Nicole has reported with the presentation in another session. So we're talking about partly these same informal problems of water supply. Alvaro Pereira was bringing us some issues about Angola, and he was mainly concerned about the issue of scarcity and the problem of this scarcity being also socially produced in some way, and how the access to water can be in a way threatened by this increasing scarcity, but also talking about the way that people are maybe going more to the informal instruments or mechanisms or attitudes because they have a lack of confidence in the institutional and the formal sector. So this is a problem that maybe is one key issue in the institutional discussion, how the state and the role of the state and the government role has to be more stressed and strengthened in order to give more confidence to the population and to all sectors. And this is also the second way of balancing this informal and uncertain way of how people dealt to steal water from the formal distribution and all these kind of complementary attitudes. Victor Reyes was bringing us financial evaluation of the enterprise electronic affairs and trying to analyze what were the problems in financial terms about water distribution and power production. And finally, Matt Galudu was bringing us from the point of view of more legal and juridic approach the new law for frame law for water and all the instruments that legally are available to face and to address integrated water management policy was important to us. And today we had, and we want later to complement this, the way she is more equated. We had also four presentations on these institutional issues. Two researchers that were addressing the concepts of social learning and the application of this in South Africa, in the case of Alan Brown, how the populations at local level have to integrate the effects of decisions that sometimes, as we were discussing also, are taken with different criteria. And Matthias Polak, it was stressing his presentation on the concept of resilience and also on the less or more strong capacity of adaptation from the population of the social ecological systems to changes in from nature. Then we had two other presentations, one from Professor Carvaj, that is also a level advisor at political level in Mozambique, so he could bring us the view of how the criteria is functioning at the national level to identify the priorities for intervention on the public level, on the public sector. And Dr. Amerik Ferreira from the African Studies Center in Lisbon, that was talking about the water facility and the European Union funding system, how this water facility funds are being distributed, and presenting some examples of different projects that are using this funding possibilities and the areas where they were applied. And we could, in this session, have this set up this level, this different levels approach comparison at national or international level, how these funding choices are distributed, or at national level, how the public sector is prioritizing the interventions at local level, how the populations can react, participate in the decision-making system or not, or completely just leading the effects of some decisions that are taken above their heads. So, if you, not a consensus, but some ideas that were raised from these two sessions, and I would ask Anna to complement, I would say that there are three main ideas. Maybe one strong idea is that the solution for water problems is out of the water sector, so it's more at other levels, and the institutional issues, of course, are raising this question. It's not enough to solve the water management problems, to solve all the problems that are raised by water access, lack of access, or poverty, and diseases, and the vulnerability of populations to lack of resources in water. The second strong idea would be that government and governments are both needed, and the role of the states, and if the government is accomplished in all the its role, maybe it's a good idea for African countries, because this is mainly the problem, the lack of structures functioning and implementing the recommendations and the legislation that can be adopted from European countries most of the times, and then if the structures are functioning, the problems can be better solved. So we don't have a situation like in Europe that the role of the state is weak and we need more involvement of civil society. Maybe in Africa we need to strengthen the role of the state before, not saying that it's not governance needed, but after the state makes its own duty. And the third main idea could be exactly this, how to deal with the uncertainty. It's an idea, but it's really the biggest problem. How to deal with uncertainty, it's raised by this informal sector. All over these sessions we could see this lack of confidence in the state and in the institutional structures makes the population more vulnerable, but also the structures are more vulnerable, and the situation is caused by this uncertainty, and so the strength of this institutional system is even more difficult because of this uncertainty, and this is maybe the more complex and difficult issue to address in African countries. So I would ask you to complement some ideas.
A main idea that we learned from the presentations, at least in the panel I was giving, is that there is something that we have to keep in mind. It doesn't matter if we are analysts, practitioners, academics, is that we are talking about a a resource, a natural resource that involves multi-stakeholders, a lot of actors, and there is multiple layers of decision making. So the potential for conflict is immense. I mean, between institutions, among institutions, individual institutions, state level, local level. I mean, there are presentations about global actors acting in this problem, European Union, World Bank, so on and so forth. We have local level farmers, end users of any kind. So, and I would say that any analysis that wish that aims to be comprehensive, if it fails to recognize these levels, it will fail. Be it a project or be it a research analytical analysis, if it fails to recognize that there is these multiple layers, it is problematic. So I think this is an energy about the governance and institutional issues. Comments, questions? Comments, questions? No? Okay, so in that case.